succession with 31402, rule 5.
Was there ever any question of attempting escape from any of the camps?
Was there what?
Any question of escaping, or attempting escape?
No, I don't think so. No. See, these escapes that you read about, they were mainly in a place like Colditz, where there was a lot of you together, and you could obtain stuff that you wanted. Now, you see, to get away, I mean, we have clogs for a start in the middle of Leipzig. You have a big red circle on your back, red circle of pain. You have a big red one on your knee. It's, and no German money. It was difficult. I never knew anybody that escaped or tried to escape. No, I didn't. I think the circumstances had to be right, and the circumstances were not. When they opened the gates in Italy, you see, what they said to us was, you see, we could have gone then. They said, don't go out, because the Germans are fleeing so fast, you'll get mixed up with them and you'll get killed on the road outside. The next thing, the Germans were at the gate, locking it. But regarding escape, no, no.
You mentioned that there were some Russian prisoners at that camp in Italy.
Russians? You didn't know much about them at all. They were, I know somewhere where we were there, it's just trying to find out where it was, maybe where we had that delousing like going on, and there was a place next to it, and there was Russians in there, some big Russian ladies were there. They said they were paratroopers, I don't know, but there was a big pit. And they kept wheeling bodies and tipping them in. This was just Russians, which I assume was a lime thing, you know. But the ones that we had, who came to work with us, well, work at our place, they used to be marched in the morning, marched, you see, and the sentry stayed with them. Our sentry left. He left us with the Germans to look after us. The sentry stayed with them all the time. Yeah, and they were not allowed to do, all they had to do was the mucky work. All the mucky work was done by them. They were not allowed anywhere near the meat at all. We used to, you know, give them as best as we could. But you've got to be careful, very careful indeed. One got up, they used to sit down there for their grub, with the sentry, with the rifle, you know. He got up, this one, they were hunting round for dog ends, I suppose. The sentry told him to sit down, he wouldn't, so I just shot him, just killed him, you know. No trouble, just... No inquest, of course. When we did that march, though, they were at the back, going down this road. Then the Americans come out, fan out like that on this road. And the Russians have gone. Just disappeared. Gone. Don't know where, I don't know what happened to them. Whether they went back, whether they got back home, I don't know, because they said it was a disgrace, I think. If you got captured, it was a disgrace to them, I think. They were in a bad state, though. Very bad state. We used to throw them a bit now and again, you know, but you couldn't get too friendly with them. No.
Yeah. You mentioned some American prisoners arrived. There were some American prisoners in Leipzig.
I don't think I came into contact at all with them until we started on the march. Yes, when we started on the march and we picked them up. They must have been there somewhere, but I don't know where. But they must have been around somewhere, and they started on the march. Well, obviously, when we got released, you know, they were with the... But I never had any contact with them at all. I don't know where they were. I mean, you see, there was prisoners working all over, really. We just were fortunate. And we were fortunate, really, to be taken there to that place. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it kept us going. Risky, but as I put there, we were nearly running the show at this factory. We were, truthfully. You had to see it to believe it. Dickie Bo Williams, we call him. He was boss, you know. Or the working boss. Coming in, he sees a bloke on the floor with a, half a big pig, you know, and he's an Englishman, you know, and he's cutting. And he looks, he goes, and he walked out again. Anyway, that is true, and not, there's no jonnock there. That is true. It's unbelievable, as prisoners, what we were able to do. I mean, taking me out, selling ice, flogging ice, carrying ice blocks.
How did you find the population in Leipzig responded to you?
In the main, very good. They were elderly. There were no youngsters. They were elderly. Until we got those Italy who was on those steps, you know, they were nasty. But the population was very good. I mean, we used to go to the pictures. I think we went twice, I think. And you used to march. Marching along on the right-hand side. Centre at the back. And you always used to march smartly. Just to, you know, help you from Wigan. You know, show you what we can do. And a lady came alongside and she said, "I don't think it will be much longer. And I am British. Keep your peckers up." She couldn't go like that. She's whispered, you know, as you're going along. She's what she got, you see. And then another one came after there'd been a big bombing raid. And she said, "Where you sleep," she said, "in Bitterfelderstrasse, it's been damaged. But," she said, "it's not bad. You'll be able to sleep there still." Yeah. These were probably people who were married to Germans, you know. And they had, I'm a bit surprised they hadn't been, you know, shoved away, but they hadn't. There was two sisters there in Leipzig, elderly. Sexless, elderly, you know, sexless. And they used to run a little sort of a shop. They used to sell lemonade, things like that, I think it was. And they used to invite one of us every so often to go up and have soup with them. And they had what we would have called dumplings, who were things that floated on the water, you know. You had to get caught. You know what I mean? It all had to be done quietly. But all of us went up, you know, now and again. Yeah. Not all they wanted was to get rid of the Nazis, you see, all the time. We were unloading eggs, which is another thing, you see. Not at... At the other side, where we had to take that beef, where the Italy was, we understand that. Anyway, was unloading eggs, and I'm outside with a bogey, Harry Doncaster's inside, and he's handing them to me, you see. And they're in crates like that, you know, the size of the egg crate. And he said, he kept saying, I wish this bloody man had cleared off. He was a big Italy band's not. Oh. I wish this bloody man had cleared off. He said, then we could maybe get some. And this went on for about 10 minutes. He suddenly said, I will tell you something. I understand every word you are saying. Yeah, but he never took no action. They had Russian women used to do it as well. They would be on the eggs. So it was, we got an agreement with, when they were on the eggs, they used to go down in the cellar again with eggs in their schlupfers, we'll call them. Schlupfers. That's where they kept the eggs. One of us used to go up with a piece of meat and swap eggs for meat, you see. They were the Russian women. Russian men weren't allowed to touch anything.
What sort of condition was Leipzig itself in?
It's not an it's not bad because it's not an industrial city. It's more, shall we say, something similar to York, probably. It's more genteel. See, so there was no rowdyism going on, things like that. It was all quiet, very genteel. Yeah. Nobody used to shout at us or anything. In fact, they would wave to us because we were so well known. I mean, when you go up and down for 18 months, you know, the same track, you get too used to. Well, there was no youngsters. They were all elderly. There was no youngsters. Unless they had a uniform on. That was all. But that, in there, that is true. Called up was Alfred. And 18 days, you were dead. Trained and gone to the Russian front and dead 18 days. That's what it was like with them. What was that new woman's name? Frau Novotnik, yeah. Frau Novotnik. Novotnik. Fräulein Mopsa. And Frau Novotnik. I think Frau Novotnik was a widow, actually. She had a child. But Fräulein Mopsa obviously wasn't. But it was Fräulein Mopsa who was evidently pregnant, you see.
Was the factory something you'd just been assigned to? Were you just assigned to working in the factory, or did you volunteer to work?
What, from the prison camp? Now then. I had no need to go to work. I was a corporal. There were four of us, and one of the others was a corporal. So you've no need to go to work. Under a corporal, you must go. Now, what we got was, one of the four was the brother of the other corporal, and he was only a lance corporal, so he would have had to go. Now, the other one of the four that's with us was Alec Rennie, and he was my best mate. And we've been together. You see what I mean? Now, how are we going to split? It meant that those two, the lance corporal and Rennie, would go to work, and we would stay there where we were. Especially two brothers as well. So we decided to volunteer. I mean, actually, it certainly was to our benefit that it happened. Definitely. But that's where we went. We had no need to go, but below corporal, you must go. Hadn't been there long before we got a. It was a notice that went up, and they read it to us in German. Well, the first who got there was two. One, well, it was on about telling you what your rations were, and it said 30 flesh, you see. And, you know, he spoke a bit of German, English. He said, "What's this?" He said, "That's horse meat." "We don't eat horse meat." Well, he said, "That's funny. You've been eating it ever since you came here." He said, "So." And the other one was calling us to arms with the German army. Would we volunteer to go fight with the German army on the Russian front? These notices stuck up in the room. And no volunteers. None at all.
Did you manage to pick up any German? The language?
The language. That's why I drive here from 16 up to 1,000 feet. If I go slow, you know. It was ich will arbeiten, ich will kriegen gefangen, ich will arbeiten by crystallized fabric and keys on detecting gastenschaft. I could get it, you know, I was, yes, a smattering. I sort of could make myself understood. Now, I mean, if I go slow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, you know. If I go slow, I managed, you know. And then, of course, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We know what that one is. Italian, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because we used to stand for hours in Italy, being blasted counted. You see, I don't know whether it was to get them going or not, but they used to move about, you know, move out from there very quick there. That's wrong, wrong. Count them again, oh. What went on, though, in that room where we lived, it was unbelievable, really, when you see, you know, them disappearing at night through the trapdoor. You see, those two that went missing with those women, when they got out of our premises, they must have been on the road going to wherever these ladies were. Why the hell did they ever get picked up? I mean, after all, they've got English battle dress on. isn't it really, though? It doesn't bear thinking about, does it? Really, how could anybody get away with it? I don't think I would have dared do it, I know that, but they did. And they used to come back about 4 o'clock in the morning, up through the hole, get into bed for an hour. And there was 3 sentries just there, just through that door. There's 3 sentries in there, and the hole was here, just here. It had its good points, as I say, it had its bad points. It was just that length of time away, 5 years, you see. It's a long time. But we didn't have it. You see, I don't think ours was anywhere near the same as the Far East ones. I don't think for 1 minute. And then now the first ones that were captured from Dunkirk, I mean, they had to set off and march, and they marched hundreds of miles to the coal mines and that. That must have been shocking, you know. That was the thing that I think stunk, actually. All ex-Jap POWs were given £10,000 That's not all that long ago, really. £10,000 each of them. And yet those, I'm not talking about those, but those lads that were captured at Dunkirk, the coal man, got nowed, nothing at all. To me, that was all wrong. It was making flesh of one and something of another. Sun's coming out.
Was there ever any sense of resentment or anger at having been taken prisoner?
No. Do you mean by me? Other than the fact that what we were doing there, why were we put back in there? I mean, that I shall never know. You don't... Well... It's like going out with a blooming pea shooter again, isn't it, against tanks and that. What was the object? However many men there was in our regiment, I don't know how many were captured, but they were just thrown away. They may have been captured later on, but maybe under different circumstances. I mean, that was utterly ridiculous to draw back in there. God knows why, I don't know. We had South Africans in with us. They came right at the end. It was going to help us to defend Tobruk. And it only lasted, I think, 2 days it was. 2 days, I think, gone. Gone. Aye, 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 aye. I think I will have to go pay a visit to that place again, you know.
While you were in Leipzig, were you able to get much information about how the war in Europe
was
progressing?
No. It was very, very sparse. Yeah. With the invasion, I think we knew by dinner time. In the invasion day, we knew by dinner time. But, no, very poor indeed. See, the only person, people we come into contact with was our own, and elderly people. Now, where we worked, were all elderly people. As you know, all the young ones had gone. And the guards, well, the guards wouldn't tell you anything, of course. But, so really there was no way where he was going to get anything. No hidden radios and things like that, you know. No. Which you read about in books and that, you know. No, there was no hidden radios. Just hidden holes to go down and up and down.
You mentioned it was only the English prisoners who were allowed to handle the meat.
And yeah.
Not the other workers. Do you know why that was?
I think simply the fact that the Germans, when you talk to them, the Germans, I think they look upon them as brothers. You know, we are the select, not the Yanks. The Germans and us are the select. Yes, for some unknown reason. I think that was it. But that is true. Nobody else was allowed to touch it. Only the old Germans and ourselves. Nobody else was allowed to touch anything. And that's just how it was, you see. I mean, that was their principle. People that had been working there before us, they were not allowed to touch it. Belgians and that. No. No. And yeah, we were honest. That answers that, doesn't it? They knew we were honest.
What was your attitude towards the Germans on the whole.
Oh, ours. In the main, very good. As I say, once again, because we're all elderly, if we'd been coming into contact with the average German, but we didn't. Everyone we came into contact with was elderly. Elderly or a sickie. You say, well, I mean, they just used to talk together like we do. No animosity, whatever. No. No. Anyway, there was quite a few Germans there in this place.
What about while you were still in the desert? While you were still in the desert, what was your attitude to the Germans then?
As we would always say, bloody good fighters. Yes, very good fighters. Very, yes. He didn't compare them to the Italians. You know what I mean? The Italians were wops. That was, you see, in the Italian campaign, which was the one we first went in, when we first went out there, I think we lost maybe 4 men in the whole campaign. Just 4 men. It was easy. But then when His Worship came over and started bringing his stuff, then it got different then. They were different altogether. I would imagine, you know, that taking the European, all the Europe as a whole, that us and the Germans are about as near as each other as you can get. I would think so. Except they can't say TH. That's the only difference. They can only say cathedral. Cathedral. Yeah, cathedral. But there was no animosity. I mean, why should there be? But, you know. Anyway. As I say, to us, there were always, oh, the Germans are coming in. Well, no, now the difference. The Germans are. Yeah.